The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi, I'm Abby.
And I'm Amy.
And this is the AA meeting. What's going on, girl?
Guess who's back?
Back again.
AA's back.
Back.
Tell a friend.
Yeah! Chris Evans is an ass man.
Lovely. Welcome back.
Maybe we need a new intro song.
Yeah. Piss Olympics was over a year ago now.
True.
So maybe we should work on that. A little rap. Something a bit more relevant to the podcast.
True. Fucking bitches getting money. Something like that.
Yeah. That would be more relatable. Right brand,
and I feel like, you know, the audience will relate to that as well. Like our besties.
I agree.
Yeah.
We're drinking Grenade today.
Hey.
If you're not watching, you're just listening. If you are watching, that's what the red cups are. We're foreshadowing something that's coming a little later with the red cups.
Ooh. Slurpy. Yeah, you guys know what's about to go down when the red cups come out.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Why are they red? Like, it's just known that they're red. Oh, in America. Oh my God, my brain's just going dung, dung, dung. In America, in the movies, they have red and blue cups. I've never seen blue cups.
Are blue cups for beer? Or did I pull that out of my crack?
I think that's you pulled that out of your crack.
Okay.
Crack-a-lacking.
What's the difference then? Can someone let us know?
It's just a different color.
Or is it just for, like, are you supposed to put certain things in blue and certain things in red? Or is it just
I don't think so.
Whatever tickles your fancy.
Maybe it's like one of those things where, you know, when you go on a pub crawl and like you wear a certain color. It's like a color night. What is it called? Traffic light night?
Yeah, something like that. Like
And like if you're taken, you wear red. Yeah. If you're single, you wear green. If you're in an it's complicated, you wear orange.
Yeah, so maybe it's like that. Yeah, if you're single, you have red. If you're taken, you have blue kind of thing.
Yeah, or maybe it's like if you're on crack, you have blue.
Yeah.
Like meth or something.
Yeah, right. If you're not drinking, you're just...
But I've just always seen it. You know in all the scenes where they wake up and they're on the lawn and they're like covered in blue and red cups? I wonder who decided that it was going to be red cups.
Yeah, I've never seen blue cups in Australia.
Mm-mm. We only have these or there's like little pussy clear cups.
Yeah. Which are not meant for alcohol, I don't think.
No. Anyway,
we should probably get into the actual episode.
Woo!
Are you ready to
roll the intro?
That started well, and then Daniel, what's going on over there? You.
Welcome to my fucked up home. I'm Lil Shorty. These my hoes. This is how we run this shit. Piss Olympics. Let's go.
So, Abby,
mm-hmm.
More lockdown. I literally...
We're not talking about this episode.
No, we're not. But we are in 4 more weeks, just so everyone knows. Anyway. Yeah.
Moving on. Oh, well, kind of staying the same. No, not really. Gladdy. Gladdy daddy.
My girl.
We love her. I actually love her.
Mm. She's...
because I've seen her all over TikTok.
Mm.
And she's actually like a funny gal.
Is she? Does she have some comedy, some humor?
Well, she's just the everyday Aussie gal.
Yeah.
And, you know, she has to get up and do her big girl things. Actually, very soon, 1 minute, the live stream's just about to start.
She's about to go TikTok live.
How? Giving away free Grenade sack. TikTok live.
Wait, I just wanted to clarify something for our non-Australian listeners. I know we've mentioned this before, but in case you're only just tuning in or whatever, Gladdy Daddy, Gladys Berejiklian, is our New South Wales Premier. So she's like in charge of our state in Australia.
It's not even 11 o'clock.
She's an eager beaver this morning. Every morning at 11 a.m. she does like a press conference saying how many cases we have and whatever, because things are a bit dire in New South Wales at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
We had 239 cases of community transmission, 35 at least of which were infectious in the community. Now,
that a couple days ago.
Yeah. Is that the highest? Or no, we had 240 something. That was the highest.
No, 239.
Guys, I'm actually more disappointed about the fact that I'm really losing this game we have going.
I won today.
Yeah, Abby's in the lead by like a lot. I've won 2 days out of we've done what, like 14. Yeah. Like I'm optimistic. I always go lower because I'm like, maybe I'll manifest that we'll just have like 3 cases tomorrow.
No, see, well, I don't believe that anyone's following any of the rules apart from us. So that's why I'm always like, 400 cases. And I'm right. Not 400. But anyway, no more COVID talk. But no more. Okay. We had except a lot of Gladys. Cases today. Okay. But except for Gladys. So we love her. So she's got to get up and be really professional, mm-hmm. you know, in these live streams.
Mm-hmm.
But she's just an everyday
Aussie
girl
Sheila.
Next door, mm-hmm. Aussie lass, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there's this thing that's gone viral on TikTok, her laugh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes me feel really uncomfortable.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see how you feel.
I don't want to say what it is.
You don't want to say
I like that laugh.
She just sounds really young.
Look at her face.
She does this little like shrug. Oh, she looks so happy. I never see her smile. Don't you reckon?
I'm kind of creeped out by the laugh.
Oh, that's really funny.
I know. Anyway, it's gone viral on TikTok and everyone's like making memes out of it. But
that's so
there's funny. Another one of her on the because she's on the Kyle and Jackie O show there. Mm. There's another one of her in that interview, like answering some questions, and she's so funny and she just looks so tired. Like one of the questions they were like said something about Victoria and they were kind of like paying them out, and Gladys just like exhaled and she was like, I can't comment on that.
She really wants to
like,
talk
yeah to she just wants to have a fat like chat, you know.
Oh gosh, I don't envy her. Like she wouldn't have had a day off in months, you know.
No.
So like it's a tough gig. But that laugh is really funny.
I know, right? Anyway, moving right along.
Moving right along. Other than that, Abby, what else is going on in the world?
The Olympics.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, I hope you're all watching. Mm-hmm. We are.
Yeah, we've seen a bit here and there.
Yeah. Oh, did you see the speed walking?
No.
My God, those speed walkers, I swear, like, they're going to have terrible hips in the future.
Yeah. I always just think of Kath and Kim.
Kath and Kim, me too. But speaking of the Olympics, I've seen this thing on TikTok and I thought it was such a good idea.
Mm.
So this dude, he was like, why don't – like, okay, the Olympics is great. Like they're the best of the best, you know, competing for their country, whatever. Wouldn't it be so much more entertaining if the Olympics was kind of like jury duty?
So you just got called to do it.
So like you get the letter in the mail.
Yeah.
And you're like reading it. Abby Johnston, you have been selected to represent Team Australia in gymnastics, you know. And you're kind of like, oh, shit, how am I going to get out of this one? You know, like trying to get all the excuses. Anyway, no training, nothing. You get flown to Tokyo and you have to compete in the event that you've been selected
for. So funny. It'd be a bit dangerous. That, like, imagine you get called to do archery. People would lose eyes and crap.
But wouldn't that just – it'd just be so much more entertaining.
It would be really fun to watch.
Yeah. Or – to have the Olympics as it is with the top athletes, but also have just an average human.
Yeah, just for reference.
Yeah, in every sport and race and whatever it is.
Yeah,
just for reference.
Yeah, I think that would be good for like the running and the swimming and stuff. Like things that people do it really fast and you don't really see.
Yeah, you're like, I can run that fast.
Yeah.
But then you got old mate like Tom, the ranger, who's 40 years old, running next to Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, true. That would
be good for reference.
I think so too.
Yeah.
That would definitely make it more fun to watch. But I feel like everyone would just cheer for the average Joe.
True.
Anyway, today we wanted to talk a little bit about some things that happen in your day-to-day life that are really embarrassing for no reason.
Yeah.
And no one can explain why, but everyone is embarrassed by these things, I'm sure. If you're not, then maybe you're a special breed. Maybe you're drunk. Don't know.
True. Drunk is a whole nother level of confidence.
Agreed.
And incompetence.
Yeah. Nothing's embarrassing to me when I'm drunk.
No. If anything, it's just funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's something that's like really embarrassing for you for no reason?
Not so much anymore, but when I was at school, I was so embarrassed to use an umbrella.
No, that's still really relevant.
Are you still embarrassed to use an umbrella?
Yeah, we don't have one, like, in the house.
We used to. Where'd it go?
I think we threw it out in the cows were cleaner.
Oh. I remember, like, when I was at school, I would walk from my car to, like, my locker. I would be so – I would walk in the rain because I was like, I'm not getting my umbrella out. That's just embarrassing.
No, I agree.
And I'm not sure why that's so embarrassing.
I don't know.
I would rather get wet. I would rather look like a drowned rat.
Me too.
Than hold an umbrella. Explain that. Don't know.
Don't know. Another one is, like, getting out of the pool. Why is that so embarrassing?
It is.
And then to tack on that, like, when you're at the beach and you're taking off your, like, clothes to then be in your swimsuit to go into the water. Why is it so embarrassing to, like, take off your clothes?
Yeah. I feel like whenever we all go to the beach, we've seen each other in bikinis a million times.
Yeah.
But, like, we all, like, kind of turn away and, like, really quickly take our clothes off and then quickly lay down.
Yeah, and lie down on the floor. Like, that's going to fix everything.
That's really funny. I think I know why this is embarrassing, but anyway, eating a banana.
No, eating a banana the pedo way.
The pedo way. Yeah, yeah. If you like break it off and eat it like a princess.
Yeah, like a normal person. That's a normal person. That's how you eat a banana.
Yeah.
But if you peel it and then just eat it without breaking it, then that's embarrassing. That's the pedo way. And
I'm embarrassed for you.
Yeah. I have secondhand embarrassment thinking about that. Here's one. When you're in a public toilet and someone knocks on the door.
Oh,
like, you're clearly using the toilet. Like, why is it so embarrassing to be like occupied? Like, we know you're in the toilet. Like,
yeah, agreed. I get really embarrassed buying toilet paper. People know that, going on from the toilet thing, people know that I use toilet paper, but for some reason carrying it through the shops, just
so embarrassing.
I can't make eye contact with anyone.
If I need to buy it, I'm always like, it's the last thing I'm going to buy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to run there, put it in the trolley and just run to the checkout.
Agreed.
All right. This next one is pretty universal. Okay. I think everyone can agree.
Mm-hmm.
Walking back after bowling.
Yeah. Why is that so weird?
I don't know.
Maybe it's because, like, everyone's eyes are still on you, but you're just walking. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's watched you bowl and then you turn around, everyone's looking at you. Maybe that's what it is.
I think it's because it's so, like, repetitive. Okay. You do, everyone bowls and, like, not everyone gets a strike. Like, when you get a strike, then that's fine. It's not embarrassing and we celebrate that.
Yeah.
But, like, it's because everyone's doing it, so you can't do it another way, if that makes sense. Like, you can't, every single time they come back, they're walking back, you can't be like, great job.
Yeah.
You just got to look at them.
I agree. When you're sitting at the traffic lights in your car and you make eye contact with someone else, I don't know why that makes me so uncomfortable.
It makes me uncomfortable as well, but sometimes I find it fun to, like, keep staring.
Okay, so you're odd then.
No, a lot of the time I'm like, oh my God, they looked at me. But sometimes when I'm really feeling it, I'll just, like, keep looking. And then they don't want to break the eye contact, so then we just have a moment.
That's really strange. But, like, why is that kind of uncomfortable, like, making eye contact with someone while you're sitting in your car? But, like, if I was sitting at a cafe and I made eye contact with someone, it wouldn't be weird. You know what I mean? What's the difference there?
Well, the difference is you're in a cafe and you're in a car.
Yes, but why is it more uncomfortable?
I feel like in a cafe, though, if you made eye contact with someone, after you made eye contact, you'd, like, lean over and be like, Abby, I just made eye contact with that person. Do you know what I mean?
Not in a cafe. I don't really care. Because it would be, like, a glance and you happen to look at each other at the same time, then you look away. Like, that doesn't worry me. But for some reason, if I'm sitting in a car and I turn and look and they're looking at me, I'll freak out.
That's true, actually. I don't know.
Do you have any more?
Yeah. Why is it so embarrassing trying to find your seat at a movie theater? Or when someone's sitting in your seat and you have to ask them to move.
Yeah, that's awful.
That's so embarrassing.
Yeah. I was going to say too, like, the, not so much even finding your seat, but, like, if there's someone, like, in between you and the seat and you have to do the little shuffle past them and you're really up in their grill, that's embarrassing to me.
Oh, God.
And, like, which way do you go? Do you go butt to them or do you go front area to them? You know?
That's a great question. Let's dive into this. I feel like this is something we need to talk about.
I usually go...
Is this for movie theater or for, like, sports game or...
Everything.
Okay.
I always walk up to them and go, God, what am I going to do? I think I always go facing them because I feel like it's more polite, but it is, like, hello, look at my crotch. You know what I mean?
Okay, so I've thought about this before, but I feel like when I get into the situation, straight over my head, no idea what happens. But I'd like to think that if they stay sitting, I'm doing crotch to them, because mm-hmm. I'd rather do that than butt to them if they're sitting.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, if they're standing, then you have
to go. If they stand, then I have to go butt to them.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I will kiss like them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But then like sometimes my giant dump truck gets in the way. I couldn't even say that on the show. Like I'm worried about knocking them out with my huge ass.
You know? Well, that's why if they're sitting. Oh, no. I don't know, Ames. I think it just depends.
It's one of those things I think you've just got to be in the moment and be like, okay, 3, 2, 1, go.
Whatever
what's going to happen?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think there's a correct answer. And hopefully that person will be polite and will like turn the head. Like if someone's coming past me, I lift myself up a little bit and I turn my head so that they're not like.
You're like, please no.
So that or like, I'll like talk to someone as it's happening.
I always stand.
Yeah.
Because I always feel uncomfortable when people like look at me and they see that I'm trying to come past and they just like move their knees slightly.
I don't move them. Like, I'll like bitch. Lift because if you stand up, then you're like more in their
yeah,
way.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, so I always feel weird about that. So I will always stand and give them the room because especially if it's like a long row and you've just passed 15 people, you're like, you're sucking your gut in for a long time trying to do the side shuffle. Like you need a break for a second and then keep going.
Yeah, true. Well, there you go. All things that are unnecessarily embarrassing.
Yeah.
But will continue to be so.
Huh?
Don't know.
I think that's maybe the Gune talking. Okay, so speaking of Gune, speaking of just alcoholic things.
Yes.
You're at Pre's.
Uh-huh. I love Pre's. Miss Pre's.
Miss Pre's. Pre's is the best part of the night.
Yeah, it actually is, I reckon. Playing the games and stuff.
Yeah.
And then when you're like, even the frantic rush to get in the Uber, I love that. Everyone's running around. You're trying to strap shit to your flasks and stuff to your legs, not illegal things. And like you're running to the car and all that. Like that's fun.
Mm.
Anyway, yeah, go on. Sorry, Pre's.
I love the Pre's where we have like a full cheese board and stuff.
Yeah. When we used to have Pre's and we'd have like heaps of people over before we all went out, like when it wasn't just like us and our two friends.
No,
like,
when we had everyone. Yeah. Like,
anyway, so Pre's, what you drink at Pre's really shapes your night.
Yeah.
I think we've said this before.
Yeah.
So we wanted to talk about what you drink at Pre's and what that means about your night and about you as a person.
Yeah, like the assumption of you based on what you drink at Pre's.
Yeah, if you rock up to our house with this for Pre's in your hand, I will draw an automatic conclusion.
Yeah.
And this is what it will be.
Yeah.
Abby, what's the first kind of alcohol you might rock up to Pre's with?
Vodka.
Vodka.
Yeah.
Okay, is this vodka and a mixer or I suppose they're both the same kind of person, aren't they?
Yeah, whether it's vodka on the rocks
mm-hmm.
or just vodka in a mixer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's that say about them?
They are literally just, they're there for a good time, but not a long time.
No, they take no prisoners. They're there for a hard night on the grog.
But it'll just, it can switch over really quickly, you know? They're also just like, they know what they're there for.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, they came with a plan.
Drunky drunk.
Yeah, a man with a plan.
Yeah, agree. Mm-hmm. What's the next one?
Next one is white wine.
White wine?
A bottle of white wine. Mm-hmm. It can be cheap white wine or maybe if you're a bit more classy, you'll rock up with something that costs more than $6.
Yeah.
I've never seen it happen at Pre's, but that's maybe just the people we hang out with.
True.
I think if you're showing up with a nice bottle of white, then you're probably like a mum or like you want to be a mum. You've just dropped the kids off. You've rocked up for Pre's because the girls are all having Pre's and you want to catch up with them, but you'll probably make an excuse to
Yeah, this is like she's just had a big day.
Yeah.
And in the office. This is her like nightcap.
Yeah.
She'll have a couple glasses of white,
mm-hmm.
call it a night. Bye, girls. Go to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed. Next.
Yeah. Red.
Red wine. The blood of Christ.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Jesus would be proud.
Jesus would be proud.
Red basically means that you're just going to be the drunkest the quickest.
Yeah. Does red wine hit you really fast?
Yeah. Well, I've never drunk it
For sport?
No. I've only ever drunk it in my...
religious days.
My fourth grade Holy Communion or something that. But I hear that it just like hits you like a semi.
Really?
Maybe semi truck, that is.
Try it. Does it taste a lot different to white wine?
You're asking the wrong person. Yeah. I don't know. But I just feel like a red just hits you.
Yeah.
Blood mouth. That's another thing they call it. You know? Really? Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know what that says about their night though.
I feel like you don't order red like when you're out though. So maybe that's like how they start and then...
People do though. People who appreciate alcohol order a red, I feel like.
Yeah. Okay. So they're seasoned pros. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So you'll probably be fine in your night out then because you've done it all before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next is champagne.
A little champers.
A little champers. I think either you've got cash to burn.
Yep.
You're... having a good night though, because champagne hits you so fast, don't you reckon?
Yeah, but champagne's also really dangerous if you continue drinking it.
I think if you're drinking champagne, yeah, either you'll probably move on to the cocktails later, or it's your birthday.
Yeah,
the only time I drink champagne is like my birthday, someone else's birthday, Christmas,
or like a special occasion thing. Yeah.
Anything to add to that?
No.
Okay. Moving on.
Next one is dark spirits.
Dark. My finger hurts. Dark spirits. So what does that mean? If someone's on the dark spirit, again, same as the vodka thing, is this dark spirits in a mixer or dark spirits on the rocks? Or is it all in the same?
I feel like it's just the same.
Okay.
It's just like a middle-aged man. And like he's going to have a boy's night, I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of testosterone in the air.
Yeah. I feel like he'll probably have a punch on later. Yeah. Isn't dark spirits the ones that make you angry?
Yeah.
Some of them. For some people, I don't know.
And I reckon they'd be wearing the white singlet.
Yeah, the white and beer blue situation. Jeans. Yeah. Bit of a beer gut.
Yeah.
But it's from dark spirits.
But it's a spirit gut.
Spirit gut. Next, anything pre-mixed?
Yep.
I don't really know. Like, that's kind of us.
So, agreed.
Just lots of fun. Just
just life of the party, just like really pretty, just like really funny.
Host a really good podcast.
Yeah, they're like, oh yeah, good idea. They're also amazing on the ox.
Yeah, agreed.
Like,
I think it's mostly like young people have, like, I've never seen a 40-year-old woman rock up with a pre-mixed drink, I don't think. I have, but like they're fun 40-year-olds.
Yeah, true. Yeah. What about beers and ciders?
Beers and ciders.
I feel like they just, they're there and they're just gonna, I feel like they're just a good person.
Yeah. They're for a good time.
Mm.
They won't be the drunkest. So they won't be the most sober either.
No.
Yeah.
I feel like they'll be able to like last the night very well.
Just like the middleman, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. The very last one.
Last one.
If you rock up to our house drinking Gournay,
yep,
with a cask of Gournay in your hand,
yep,
what does that mean, Abby? It
means you're a fucking legend.
Legendary.
Yeah.
Hopefully you used our code AA at www.gournay.wine for your little cheeky 30% off. Anyway, if you rock up drinking Gournay, then we know we want to keep you around.
Yeah, agreed.
We've had like friends rock up with other things, but we just make them drink Gournay.
Literally, we're like, just feed them Gournay.
Yeah, you got to try
it. They've seen it though. They froth it. They love it.
Everyone who's tried it has said to us, oh, it's like so much better than I expected.
Yeah, everyone's been surprised.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah.
Speaking of Gournay, just to go on a little bit from that. Game time.
Woohoo!
We're playing a really fun game today.
Yeah.
It will involve a scenery change.
Yeah. So be ready for that.
Basically, we're playing a game of Gournay Fear Pong today.
Yes.
This is obviously not our original idea. Cut on YouTube does this series called Fear Pong, where basically you play beer pong and under, or Gournay Pong in our case, underneath each cup that you sink is a question that the person who's drinking has to answer and then finish their drink.
Yes.
So shall we cut to outside?
We shall. Ready for some juicy, juicy content.
Woohoo!
Be sure to use our code AA at www.gournay.wine for how much?
30% off.
30% off. Woo! Your sack a lack of goon.
Just pure chaos over here.
This is the first time they've seen our height, is it?
No, we've posted photos.
Oh.
Should we go over the rules? I did introduce it before, but that actually technically was like 12 hours ago. So I don't know what we said.
So we're playing Gune Pong.
We are. But there's a twist.
What's the twist?
Oh, do you...
What's the twist?
Oh, I'll tell you. Okay. So if Abby sinks a ball into one of my cups.
So we've got Yasmin behind the camera. Say hi Yasmin. Yasmin. She's waving for those of you who are listening. This is our housemate Yaz, our best friend Yaz, and you've met her before, mm-hmm. and you'll be seeing a little bit more of her super soon, which is really exciting. Lovely. Anyway, sorry for interrupting, Amy. Continue.
Okay. So how the game goes. Abby's going to shoot a ball and try and get it in one of my cups. If she gets it in, there's a question under every cup. I can choose to either answer the question or drink what's in the cup. Every cup has Gune in it. Mm-hmm. Same situation. I'll... try for Abby. All right, we're going to do scissors, paper, rock to see who goes first.
Best of three or just like go for just it?
Whoever gets this first
one. Wait, let me think about what I'm going to do. Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Scissors, paper, rock.
I win!
Okay, here we go.
Okay. Guys, this is the first throw of the tournament. Oh. Get my lips in. I love you well. That was a little kiss for you. Okay, ready?
Yes. Guys, do you want to know a secret before I start? I set my jacket on fire last week, so if I'm leaving a trail of fluff, that's why. Anyway.
Liar, jacket on fire.
I'm cutting that out, shit.
Oh! She shoots, she scores, still hanging. Thank you. Okay, what's the question?
Oh no, I'm going to get that wet. Question is... I'm not actually sure what it says. What's one thing you regret about
living?
Living. I thought it said revving. Living with us. Mm. I don't regret anything.
Or what's one thing you don't like?
Do I have one?
Does she?
I don't have one. I'll just drink. To keep things interesting.
Oh, what did she say?
What? Do you have one?
Yeah, nah. I'm kidding. First drinks on Amy. I like to drink with Amy because Amy's finished her drink. Woohoo. POV, you're at the opera.
Ooh, fancy one.
Oh, what? Oh. That went in and then out. And that is what she said. Oh, next time. Hey, another one sinks for Abby. Boom.
I'm going to be lit and then I won't get any. Boom, boom, boom. Okay, question is.
What does it say?
Can't say how many. Which were your favorites?
Well, you can either answer or not. That's the only one I went in on then. Here's to Amy, she's true blue. She's finished her drink again. She's throwing. She misses.
What is going on? Excuse me, I burped.
Oh, God. Hey! Thank you.
It's about time I sink a cup, eh? This is getting a bit ridiculous.
I'm getting a little thirsty down here, I will say. What is it? What's the question?
No, I got.
Can you read it out loud to us?
Have you ever c***ed and blamed it on a fart? Yes. In yoga class. I don't want to drink anymore.
She's the first one. She's done.
Thank God she's on the board. All right. What's the question?
Have you ever kept anything from me? If so, what was it?
Juicy.
I mean, that's extremely broad. Like, there's a lot that you wouldn't know. But it's not about you,
no,
you know?
It's like you asked me this question last time. So something like that.
Probably. Like, I don't, but I wouldn't know. I can't think of anything on the top of my head.
I think that means you have to drink, babes.
No, but I answered it.
But I didn't have an answer for regret living with us, and I still drank.
That's because you're a good sport. I don't like losing.
Drink the cup.
I'll drink for the sake of the game.
Finally! Another one. Another one.
As you say. If someone wanted to purchase Gune, how would they find it?
That's a good question, Abby. You should answer that.
That is juicy. Don't know if I'm going to answer it. Just kidding. If you go to www.gune.wine, use the code AA at checkout for 30% off.
I think I'm going to have to resort to trick shots from now on.
Speak for yourself. Hey!
All right, we've got. Do you have any fetishes? If so, what? No.
Oh, fess up. That's not true.
No. Do you have something in mind?
Tell the truth.
She's trying to make me look bad on the internet. I don't know what you're on about. Can you please tell them that you don't have something in your mind?
Anything can be a fetish if you really put your mind to it.
I have a fetish for Gladys Berejiklian. No.
Whoa.
Do you believe in love?
Sure believes. Sure believes. Oh, shoot. Are you okay?
To the table. We're at.
Okay, my question. Don't peek. My question
is. Oh, this is a good one.
Rank our ex-housemates from best to worst to live with. Best is
love you, miss you.
Second best, third best / worst.
Lovely. All right, next one. That was my favorite question. I really don't think you're strong enough.
Oh
no!
Do you believe? I just sunk the main cup, the front one, the front runner. What does she say? What does she say?
You were like, I haven't really gone in. Like, have your questions gone in? What's your?
What is it? I can't.
Maybe this will be the.
Lucky I keep hitting ball. The rim.
Oh! Yeah! Trick shot!
Holy shit! You had the Lord saving grace on your side just then.
I was walking away. I thought I didn't have it.
Oh my God. Okay. Amy!
I don't know what one it is now.
Name and shame the AFL player involved in your wag-worthy rendezvous. You know what? You, because I'm going to name him.
No, but if you make me blur it out, then what's the point? You might as well drink. Not that it's going
to
help me.
Can I have a reshuffle to a diamond at the front, please?
You may.
You just have to move the cups as well. I wish I did.
Oh, actually, can I get a reshuffle to a little triangle at the front?
Imagine.
Oh, you'd have to do it. Getting embarrassing.
Shawty got a fatty. Shawty got a fatty. I just got the ball in. Shawty got a fatty. I sunk the cup. Okay, what is it, Amy?
What's the most illegal thing you've ever done?
Ooh. Thank God I'm answering that.
I don't think there's anything saucy here. I like snuck alcohol into a festival. Strapped a flask to my leg.
Okay.
Or like public urination, but they can get caught, so... Or, like, drinking before the legal age. But not by much, so it's fine. Can we get an elbows?
It's a bit hard when I'm playing the piano at the same time. Oh. Okay, so for those of you who are listening, the score right now is, in front of me, is 6 cups. So Aim's got to sink 6
of them.
Oh, I
forgot there are people listening to this.
And then I have to sink 3. And we're going to wrap this up. Because right. I'm going to rapid fire 3 in a row.
Starting next time.
Starting
maybe.
Next throw.
Yeah!
She sunk it! Sinky winky. Minky stinky. God, why are they all so long? If you had to marry one person you've been with, dated or just kissed, etc., who would it be?
Me, because you kissed me.
I'm going to drink.
Okay.
Because I have an answer, but I'm not telling any of you. Ooh. Saucy.
There was a cup there, I would have sunk it.
Let's wrap and fire. It's really hard. Yes!
Nice!
I sunk another one. Another one. DJ Khaled. What's the question?
How often do you wash your bra? Chris Evans is an ass man.
Chris Evans is an ass man.
That's a good question.
If you have to think about it, it must be a while.
No, I'm trying to think. Like, I don't think it's like a, oh, I've worn it three times, so I have to wash. Because you're not supposed to wash them after every wear, are you?
That's what my mum told me. But that's what my mum told me when I was younger.
Yeah.
But.
Because it ruins them, doesn't it?
Now that I think about it, should wash them more regularly.
Yeah. Like, it always gets to a point where I'm like, oh, I haven't washed that in a while. I should wash it. But also, I very rarely wear real bras.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what I was thinking. So, it's got to be a couple weeks, at least a month. Yeah.
It's a while.
Yeah.
But, like, probably only ever, like,
did you hear that, every Blake?
3 weeks.
She's got smelly tartar. Bra is very, very smelly. Thank oh, goodness. She sunk the
Amy's
cup.
Got another one, guys.
I wonder what the question says. Why are they all... How many people have you kissed? A rough estimate is fine. I love how you put that in there because
I knew you'd be like, I don't know, so I can't know. Answer.
I don't know how many. That's bad.
You asked me that once.
I know. Anywhere between like... I'm going for the rapid fire approach. Amy, Sinky, another Winky, one Stinky, in the basket. Winky again. Why are they all sexual?
You've just got bad ones in a row.
Okay. Where's this...
Yeah, you're like, I don't know. Yeah! Wow. It's neck and neck. She's back. She's still here. She's still here. She never left.
How old were you when you had your real first kiss?
Because I've asked you before and you were like 3.
Being a toddler doesn't count. Read it for yourselves. 15.
Lovely.
Yeah.
What's his name?
I can't say on the podcast.
Okay. Why does he watch?
It'd be weird if he did.
I don't know.
It's 2-2. We're neck in neck. You could say that we're kissing.
Later we will be.
My number goes up by 1. Chris. It's a blonde hair.
Leaving my mark.
Aerodynamics. And it did! Okay. There's going to be a hair in that one.
Rate our friends 1 to 5, worst to best fashion sense.
Ooh.
No, because everyone's different. Like, I'm like... Thotty Barbie.
I got the moves like Jagger. Okay. So, there's one cup down Amy's end of the table. There's two... Ouch. threw the ball at me. There's 2 cups down my end. If I sink this one... Redemption round.
Mm-hmm. You get the moves.
So next time I try and sink that, redemption round.
Whoa! Surely that counts for something. Yeah!
Okay.
Guys,
what's
it's
this question?
1 cup each. So pressure is on.
God, they're so long. Okay. What's your least favorite part of doing the podcast / business behind it with me?
T.
Okay, I'm going to answer it. Something that's kind of unavoidable is that, but it's also a good thing, but we like are always together.
Yeah.
And so like we live together, which is really good because whenever we have ideas, we can like run in and tell each other.
Yeah.
But then the only reason that it like I don't like it sometimes is like I walk out of my room and like the podcast couch is there and so I never get like a break from it even though I love doing the podcast and everything. It doesn't really have to do with you. It's more like it's always doing there. You know how when people talk about having their like office in their room in their bedroom like the, and they never get a break from it. If they move their office out in a different room then they have a bit of I think that's what it is.
That's a good answer. Have we said what the winner gets?
Huh?
What does the winner get?
The first A in AA meeting.
Okay. Well, at the moment, it's Abby.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Because it's alphabetical and best to worst.
No, because I told Abby she could have first A if I could have my good side on the couch. The truth comes out.
I know.
I'm glad you didn't get it in after that because I would feel like I owe you something.
Oh, that went in and...
Yeah!
Redemption!
Redemption! Redemption! So, guys, if you don't play Redemption at home, I'm trying to find a ball.
I got one.
Oh, okay. Basically, if it's one cup on one cup and one person shoots it in, the other person has one chance to get the cup in, and if they get the ball in, and if they get it, then technically they win. Or if they have, like, five cups left on the other side and they get them all in a row, then they still win. So, it's still anyone's game.
This one's for you, Gladdy.
And I bet you got hoes. There we go. There it is, you guys. Anyway, thanks so much, guys. Let's get back to the episode.
Yeah, guys. Love you, Jesus. Love Bye.
Love you, Jesus.
Mwah. Stay sexy.
Mwah. Sticky dates minus the pudding.
Oh. I kind of feel like we were really aggressive just then.
I think so too.
I was trying to be nice and cute, but I just...
I was like, sticky!
couldn't help myself. You're like, pudding! Alrighty, so, love this segment. Apologies if you're not in it.
We can't put everyone in or we'll be here all day.
So we're going to jump straight into Mitch.
Woohoo. Hi, Mitch.
Hey, Mitch. Anyway, he goes, bit of a New Year's date, sticky date, story, whatever. So had a house party to go to and, you know, drinks were flowing and the girl's mum was there and so was her grandma. But fuck me, the best set of fake tits I've ever seen on a woman that old. So,
as in the grandma?
I think the mom.
Either way, good for them. Does he definitely want his name out
there? Yeah, he said it. He said it. He goes, so shoot my shot. The clock struck 12 and had a little New Year's kiss with her. And then like...
Wait, with the mom?
Yeah. And then like 15 minutes later, the mom's tits were out. And then the next thing you know, I got with the mom as well.
Oh, wait, what? So was it the grandma?
Or the girl? I don't know, but he goes, so all in all, it was a pretty good night. Call it what you will. And he said, doesn't have to be anonymous. It is what it is. He just wants everyone to know that he got with him.
He scored.
Yeah.
So it's either, I'd really like to believe it was the grandma and the mom. I would really like to believe that. It's probably the girl and the mom.
Yeah.
But she could be a young grandma.
She could be a hot grandma.
She might be the one with the good set of...
The rack.
Yeah. Congratulations.
And Mitch. He sent it in because last week we said we wanted boys to send in things.
This is what we want. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. All right.
Be like Mitch. Yeah. But maybe not exactly like Mitch because that's a lot.
All right. This next one's anonymous. And okay. I'm going to read you what she sent me. She goes, so I used to be seeing this guy. We'll call him Steve. We were pretty serious but never dated. Things didn't work out, but we stayed friends as we share heaps of mutual friends. Then I moved on and started seeing a guy. I've been on and off with him for a few years and we'll call him Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was fine for like 2 months until I found out.
Found out what?
So that's what I said. I said, babes, till you found out what? And then she goes, does it not make sense? I was like, wait, what? Am I just being really dyslexic right now? And I sent a voice message. I was like, I'm really confused. Anyway, she sent one back being like, there's definitely more to the message. Like, can you not read it? I was like, no.
Oh, it didn't come through.
It didn't come through. But I literally was like, I thought she was being dramatic.
Yeah.
Pausing
for dramatic
effect. I'll
wait for a reply. Yeah.
Yeah.
Leave them wanting more.
I'll wait for a response.
Yeah.
Anyway, so till she found out that Jeff's ex is seeing Steve.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But there's no connection, like no mutual friends or anything. So it's just weird how they even connected in the first place. She goes, I like to call it a love square. Also, her ex used to...
Steve?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Used to see her best friend.
Oh, okay.
And now
Steve's
when they hang...
Steve's just getting round.
Yeah, now when they hang out...
like he just pretends they don't exist, and it's a very strange situation. It's a bit too intertwined for my liking. Yeah,
there's a lot of people involved.
Yes. Like there's what? How many people in the world? 8 billion now, probably, or something like that.
I don't know.
Because Justin Bieber's song is 7 billion people in the world, so there must be about 8 now.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Sure. 8 billion people, and you just choose the same friendship group.
Yeah.
It's a bit much.
It is. I was also thinking. I wonder if, her and the girl ex that's now seeing her ex are like similar, because those two boys must have like a similar type, you know, if they're both interested in the same people.
Mm.
Very crazy stuff. Does she? I wonder if she lives in like a small town or something. That would be more normal in a small town, I feel like.
No idea.
Crazy stuff.
Crazy, crazy. Okay, this one's anonymous.
Okay.
We're going to close it with this girl. Okay. She's got 3.
Okay.
Yeah, she came in with a list. Yeah, like, yeah. She came prepared, she ready did. For her presentation.
Yeah, she has a PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah, literally. Go. Okay, so I'm just going to go through them all. They just go straight in as well. There's no, like, building up to it. I slept with a Tinder guy on a Thursday night, then stayed over at my now boyfriend's house the Friday night.
Okay.
Okay.
Good for you.
She decided to not have sex with her boyfriend because they really liked each other and they didn't want to rush it.
This was obviously before they were dating. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. The next day they were playing a drinking game. And the person who had to drink was the last person who had sex. So obviously she drunk. And, she says drunk me said that she had sex on Thursday, and now, and then her boyfriend like glared at her and was like, what the frick? Anyway, he was so cut and sad. Anyway, so basically she just admitted that she was like seeing someone else.
And he got upset.
Yeah.
I mean, if they weren't technically dating and they hadn't said that they weren't seeing other people.
Yeah, if they didn't have a fat chat, then you have no idea. They didn't have
the conversation.
Nah. Next one. I was recently out of a long-term relationship and very much having some fun. I was camping, drunk, and ended up waking up with a close friend. Unbeknownst to me, but he was in love with me. Also, whilst waking up, I got a text from my two other old flames with a selfie together. Quotes, look what? Who I ran into. My soul left my body on the spot.
I mean, she's pulling, so
she's just having fun.
She is. She yeah. is.
She's had a adventurous youth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next story. Last one to wrap it up. I had gone out to dinner with this guy, third date, and we're planning to watch Bridgerton on his 50-foot boat after dinner. I love that she threw that in. 50-foot.
I love that she did too. Now I've really got an image.
Okay, yeah, okay. I'm imagining the boat from 365.
I haven't watched it.
Oh, okay. I haven't either. We were chilling and he was giving me a shoulder massage. Things started to get handsy and I was sitting between his legs. My stomach muscles decided to give out and I literally did a sit-up out of his legs, crushing his dick in the process. He was crying in pain, like literally crying, and I felt so bad. 8 months on, he still drunk texts me late at night on his birthday.
Wait, you're going to need to explain this to me a little bit better because I'm confused.
Let's send a voice message asking, hey girl, these are crazy, love it. We just have a question. We're actually recording the podcast right now. Amy's here.
Hi, how are you?
We have a question. So we're trying to dissect the last one you sent us.
We've come up with lots of different theories, but none of them really make sense.
So. Yeah, can you help a sister out? Okay, thank you, bye.
Okay, well, that's all 3 stories. Excellent, excellent work.
Yeah, love it.
Excellent. She's really having a great time and I'm here for it. The last one I just don't understand, but maybe that's because I didn't have sex ed at school. So. Who knows? Shit, we
don't
understand.
Don't.
Do you reckon this will sound like there's a B? Ready?
No! You sound like a squeaky door. No, a bee goes bzzz. And then like this. Ready? That sounds like a fly. It's a bit better. Oh,
fly. Maybe that's what I'm trying to do. I've got
a bee. Ready?
Yeah, that's a...
Was that a bee?
That was a bee.
Or was that like a car?
Like Bumblebee from Transformers. Bit of both. Anyway, what are you guessing today, Abby?
I'm guessing Wi-Fi.
Why?
Why? Why?
Have we done this before? Fi?
I don't know. I'm having weird flashbacks. I've done...
Bluetooth. And radios? No.
Like printers. I've done a lot of things. I don't know if I've done Wi-Fi. But even if I have, I still don't remember what the answer is.
So you still don't understand and we can still guess.
So I still don't get it, so I can still guess it.
I honestly think you can guess it. I think today's the day that you get it right.
Well, so have I guessed it before? Does the definition like ring a bell?
It's similar to other things you've guessed.
Oh, I've guessed a lot of things.
I think you can get it.
Okay. So, guess number one.
Mm-hmm.
The satellites
mm-hmm.
in space. So when you're on the Wi-Fi, the actual Wi-Fi machine is the satellite in space.
Okay.
And so the modem that you have in your house and stuff like that, the Wi-Fi like projects off that into the satellite, then comes and then collects energy from the space and then comes
back.
Yeah, pings it back down to your phone or whatever device you're trying to wirelessly connect.
Okay, so you think it goes from the modem to space back to your phone?
Uh-huh.
No, not quite. I don't know if I'm...
What?
Like, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure the satellite actually isn't part of it. Maybe it is.
No satellites.
Sure, you know those big cell tower things?
What are they for? Yeah.
I don't know what the satellites are for. That's why I'm sitting here going, maybe it is, and I've just read that wrong.
Is the satellites for phone?
It must be. Because, like, how else would you be able to call someone on the other side of the world so quick and hear them so quickly? That's got to be that. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, but I don't know.
Anyway, don't think satellites.
Okay.
Don't think space. It's all on Earth.
Oh, okay. There goes my second guess of the aliens in space. So, guess number two. So if it's not going out of space, it's going to the cell towers. The Audi version of the Eiffel Tower.
Mm-hmm.
So...
That girl replied.
Something goes through the air.
Mm-hmm.
Like waves from this, my phone to this, oh no, from a Wi-Fi modem or something to the cell tower. And then the cell tower goes back to my phone. But I don't understand how it travels.
Think about the waves thing. It's similar to something else we've done. And you guessed waves that time too. Maybe I guessed waves because you were doing this with your hand.
Waves.
But they're not really waves. What is that thing that's traveling in between them?
Can you give me a hint?
Starts with R.
Radio frequency.
Yes. Okay, so radio frequency.
Yes.
How do you think that?
I don't know.
You were close with the something between the modem and the cell tower.
Yeah, so they have to be on the same, like, same...
What's the second word?
Frequency.
Correct.
They have to be on the same frequency for the internet to travel between it.
Mm-hmm.
How do they get on the same frequency, though? Do you know?
I think it's just set that way. Like, it's just...
Right.
Wi-Fi can only be two different settings, I think.
Right, okay. And so when it's... So to get it... Am I guessing how to get it... Get them on the same frequency? Like, what's the next part of the guess?
Just how does your phone now have internet?
Well, then is my... Maybe the radio frequency from the modem to the cell tower, it's then converted to something else to get to my phone. Or is it still radio frequency?
Different order. So do you want me to tell you? Because you pretty much got it.
No, I'm going to get it. Different order. How? Yeah.
So it's not, it doesn't go from the modem to the tower to, think about what would be the most powerful out of those three things.
The tower.
Okay, so that's.
Oh, tower to modem to phone.
Correct, yes.
So the tower has the same frequency to travel to the modem.
Mm-hmm.
And then the modem to my phone. Is that through radio frequency as well, or is that through something else?
No, still. So.
Oh, so that's why a modem has two different frequencies. It gets one to receive and one to give out.
No, it's just that Wi-Fi can either be on. I don't know what
the G. Every guess you're like, no, it's no, it's.
Sorry, I'm just you're trying right. to. Like, there's two different frequencies that Wi-Fi can be on, depending on the strength, I think, of the connection.
Right.
But basically, the cell tower, because that's more powerful, that powers all the modems in the area. So you know how you can connect to anyone's Wi-Fi if you know the password. That powers all the modems, and then your modem is like not as strong, obviously, as a cell tower. So that's why it can only power your house or whatever, because it only travels so far. Whereas a cell tower can travel a lot further because it's a lot stronger.
How does a cell tower get that?
What do you mean? It doesn't get anything back. It just like puts out the radio.
How does it do that?
Oh, pfft. Do you want me to Google that?
Hmm.
How does cell?
I definitely haven't guessed
that. Tower produce Wi-Fi. Oh my god, is it not a cell tower? What's that thing called? Because we've called it a cell tower about a million times. Wi-Fi tower.
That's all right. Remember we got air frying wrong?
Yeah. Oh, no, I think they're the same because cell is short for cellular. They're both wireless technologies, but I think there's cell tower and there's Wi-Fi tower, and maybe they're different. Guys, I don't know. Okay, if I was saying cell tower and you're sitting there going, this girl's an idiot, I meant Wi-Fi tower. If they're the same thing, then I stand by what I said. The towers are managed by wireless internet service providers. They're set up strategically, obviously, so they're placed so that they can like reach lots of people. I don't know. I don't know how the actual tower itself works, though. I think it has, because it's like fancy looking. Like, it's got all this stuff on it.
Well, so is it solar?
Maybe it is space. No, I don't think it is. I don't know. It's got those things. I think those things somehow power it to send out the radio frequency. And it's a particular frequency that only can be received by
modems. Yeah, otherwise it would fuck up everything.
Yeah, and then that's how it powers your phone, I think. But some of them have satellites on them. Oh, God, I don't know.
The other day, who even came up with the internet? And then how did they even then implement that idea?
I have no idea.
Like, how did they create internet?
Yeah, I don't know, honestly. But that's why we're not in charge of inventing things. We're in charge of being funny bitches, so you know, everyone has so their place.
I was listening to Joe Rogan's podcast with Elon Musk,
floaty, yeah,
like the first one that they did together, because they've done a couple, and like the shit that they like talk about, even like Joe Rogan is quite smart. And he was asking all these like really intellectual questions that I've never even thought of myself to Elon, and Elon was just like answering them, and like I just don't understand how he understands that.
Yeah, what did Joe Rogan do before? Wasn't he in something?
He's done a lot of things, but like comedy, like all that comedy kind of stuff.
Who knows? Look, that's their job. This is ours. So we'll just stick to what we're good at. I think.
Yeah, I'm happy that I'm in the creative entertainment business.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Anyway, question of the podcast.
Question of the podcast.
Nice.
Thanks.
What's the question today?
The question is, who are we? We have done this before. I just had deja vu.
Okay, guys, we talked about this before we started, and we can't remember if we've talked about it in an episode before, but
we just said that for Wi-Fi as well. Are we okay?
Send help. We've been in lockdown for too long, and now like I don't even know my own name.
And we tried to figure it out, but like I couldn't find an episode where we did it.
So basically, the question is supposed to be: if we could choose, who would we elect to be our spokesperson for Earth to like communicate with the aliens? I'm sure we have.
Are you getting deja vu right now? Yeah, it feels
familiar.
I can't remember my answer though.
Me neither.
I have a new answer.
I don't have any answers, but I'll just think of some. Yeah, so we apologize if we've done this before. I really can't remember, but I feel like we have, but we couldn't find it when we were looking for the episodes.
Yeah, but you know what? Who fucking cares if we have done it before, because I've got a new answer.
Okay, great. Tell us what
it is. Well, actually, let's break it down a little more. What kind of person do we want to send? Like, do we want to send, like, a comedian for the aliens to think that Earth is this, like, fun thing? Or do we want to send, like, our smartest person to, like, intimidate them? Or do we want to send, like, our like, fittest, you know?
Do we know of anyone who's really smart, really fit, and really funny?
What about attractive as well?
I was going to be like, me.
Yeah, I was going to be like, I'll do it. I volunteer.
Yeah, do we know of anyone who's all of those things? Like, who's a real all-rounder on Earth? There's got to be someone.
Well, this wasn't my answer. I mean, no, wait, what? This doesn't answer that, but this is my answer that I came up with. Ah, shit. Adam Sandler.
Okay, yeah.
Because I feel like the aliens, if they don't like whoever we send, they'll just, like,
invade.
Well, I was going to say they'll get out that, like, you know, in Megamind, how they have, like, the gun that he pulls out and, like, you just disintegrate, or, like, you just freeze or something. I feel like they'll just pull out that and you'll just be gone skis.
True.
So I feel like we need to send out someone that everyone likes.
Yeah.
And I feel like, no, I don't feel like. This is factual. I've never met anyone who doesn't like Adam Sandler.
Yeah, true. That's very true. I was just thinking then, we were saying who's fit, funny, and smart. We were just saying Joe Rogan is all of those things. Maybe Joe Rogan could represent Earth. Or do you reckon he'd mess it up? Sorry, Joe, if you're watching our podcast.
If you're not busy enough, I'm thinking about this one. I think he'd be really good, but also he's very, like, inquisitive. I feel like he'd ask the wrong questions.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And they'd be like, I've had enough of this.
Yeah, fair. Who would be Earth's spokesperson? We need someone who's easy to get along with, smart, really funny. Nice, isn't going to get on anyone's nerves.
Yeah.
Or we could do James Corden. He'd be, I think, really easy to get along with.
Agreed.
Speaking of, like, talk show hosts, am I thinking Jimmy Kimmel? I think I am. No, I'm thinking Fallon. Jimmy Fallon. Would be my other vote. Yeah, Kimmel would work too, but...
Yeah, he's great at talking.
Yeah.
And he's funny and...
And he's been in the public eye for a while, so he knows, like...
How to hold himself, what not to say, what not to say.
Yeah.
Agreed. I think a talk show host is a good option.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, I think this is just because I love him, but, like, Dylan O'Brien...
Yeah, I feel like he would be really sweet and, like, easy to get along
because you
with.
See all these, like, interviews of him, like, compilations of him in interviews, like, being, like, going above and beyond for the interviewee. Like, there's one where this interviewer is, like, holding out her arm, like, for the microphone for him. And he was like, oh, do you want me to hold that? And she was like, oh my gosh, yeah, that'd be really good. And he was like, what, have you been holding this for everyone, like, on the red carpet? And she was like, yeah. And he's like, oh my God, your arm must be good. You know, it's like stuff like that. Yeah. And in one of the interviews, she was asking him all these questions. And he's like, oh, does anyone ever ask you these questions? How are you? You know?
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah, okay, maybe Dylan O'Brien's the pick then.
Because he's hot. Hope you're watching, Dylan.
I was so in love with him in my Teen Wolf days.
I still am.
I watched...
Maze Runner,
yeah. Have you seen... He has a movie on Netflix. I watched it a few months ago called Love and Monsters.
I want to watch it.
It's really good. I really want to watch
it. But he's attractive. Mm-hmm. He's athletic. He's talented. Mm-hmm. He's funny. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's smart.
I'm sure he would
nice
be.
Nice boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we should send Dylan O'Brien.
Yeah. And then the aliens would be, like, intimidated.
What if, though, the aliens only like females?
Oh, well then, like, I'd have to go.
I guess I'd have to take one for the team.
Okay, no, let's dissect this.
A female all-rounder with the chat, with... Oh. No, maybe she'd say the wrong thing. I was going to say Jennifer Lawrence.
She'd probably say something to get us in trouble.
Yeah, get us in trouble. Um,
I'm like,
Gladdy Daddy.
She goes up and goes,
oh, Jesus. Can be dead or alive.
Or Pink. She's done a lot to help.
I like Pink.
Yeah. Did you see she offered to pay in the Norwegian handball team or something, was it?
Volleyball.
Volleyball, yeah. They wore shorts instead of...
Well, they refused to wear like, underwear.
And the Olympics wanted to charge them. And so she offered to pay, even though she's not even Norwegian.
Yeah.
That's lovely. Or maybe she is partly, I don't know. But still, that's really nice.
Yeah, she said that she will pay their fines.
Yeah, and she put heaps into the Australian bushfires and like...
Yeah.
Maybe Pink.
Yeah.
Pink and Dylan O'Brien are representing the world.
No, I just thought maybe Miley, would she be a bit controversial?
I think it's a bit of a gamble, and I don't know if we can gamble humanity like that.
Okay. Okay. I think Pink and Dylan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations, guys. You've been chosen by the only two opinions that matter.
Yeah.
So we wish you luck.
Slingshotted off into space.
Yeah, land on the moon and talk to the aliens.
Yeah.
Good luck with it.
Yep.
Lovely. Do we have anything else to add?
I don't think so. Apart from use our code AA at www.gune.wine.
Yep, you'll get 30% off.
Which is a crime. It's already cheap in itself.
Literally.
If you just don't want to wait for it to come, if you're just too keen, you can go to your local bottle-o to check out some Gune.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, don't forget to... I haven't been doing the Apple review things. So anyway, right. Whatever. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, subscribe to us on YouTube, follow our Spotify, our Apple Podcasts, all of those things. Like whatever you can. Comment on whatever you can.
Leave us a 5-star rating and review.
Yes, absolutely. Send in your sticky dates if you want to be a part of it. If you have any other ideas for things we should talk about, because obviously we are running out because I think we've repeated two topics today. So, yeah. Anything else?
I think that's it.
Bye, besties, and stay sexy! You!
Welcome to my f***ed up home. I'm Lil Shorty, these my hoes. This is how we run this shit. Piss Olympics, let's go!